Blog Talk Radio.
And blessings. God bless you. God bless you, people of God. God bless you tonight. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you tonight. Amen. We just had a little delay trying to get Apostle Bobar. As you know, he's from Sierra Leone, and we were trying to actually get him over. So we just had a little delay. We just ask you all to forgive us on tonight. We bless the Lord. We thank the Lord tonight for his goodness and thanking him for his grace. Amen. Thanking him for each and every one. Amen. Glory be to God that have joined us on tonight. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. We just want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come on in, invite someone to come on over, amen, to be with us on tonight, amen. If we could go ahead and get our recording started, amen. We want to try to get a full broadcast going forward, amen. God bless you tonight, amen. Thank God for you. Thank God.
The recording has started.
Thank God for those that are listening in the Virgin Islands and glory to God, all across the world. We thank God for you. As we always state, broadcasting now in 59 countries, and we're just grateful for it is truly the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Amen. Just want to thank God for our leaders tonight. Thank God for each and every one of them. Amen. Thank God for my leaders, Apostle, the late Apostle, Dr. S.D. James, and for our senior apostle, Samuel Huggins James. Thanking the Lord tonight for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina, and for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor. I also want to thank God tonight for all of our advisors, our prayer warriors, and for each of you, people of God. We just give God thanks. We just give God praise. Amen. Glory to God. And we just bless the Lord tonight. Amen. As you're coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone else to come on in. Invite them to come on in. Amen. Glory be to God. As stated, amen, we'll have Apostle Bobar with us. And sometimes the reception is really choppy, really bad. But we're trying to go ahead and move out of the way so whenever he calls in, we can just go ahead and bring him on the line. Amen. Glory to God. So we want to move as expeditiously as possible. Amen. And if we're not able to get him on because we were just on with him, we'll just do a rebroadcast. Amen. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise again for each of you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen, Jesus. And we want to, amen, as I said, go ahead and move expeditiously. So we want to go ahead and sanctify the line tonight. Glory to God. Father, we thank you tonight. We bless you tonight. We give you honor. We give you praise. We bless you. We bless you for your goodness. We're blessing you on tonight for just being God all by yourself. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for loving us. Father, we bless your precious name on tonight. For had it not been you on our side, oh God, we don't know where we would be. But we thank you tonight for your divine covering. We thank you for being our shield. Thank you for being our buckler in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for truly being our all in all. We thank you tonight, glory to God, for keeping our minds, for giving us a mind stayed on you. We thank you tonight. We thank you. We bless you tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, glory to God, for truly all power is in your hand. And we're thanking you tonight, glory to God, for your yet reign forevermore. And we thank you. We bless you tonight. Father, we're thanking you for your glory to God, for salvation, your great salvation, glory to God, unto us on tonight. We're thanking you, Master. Thanking you for redeeming us from the hand and the plan of the enemy. Tonight, we come to say thank you one more time in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for your divine direction. Thanking you for your divine covering, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, for bringing us together one more time. We thank you tonight. We thank you. We bless you. We honor. We glorify you on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight, oh God, that you will look upon us, look upon this line, look upon this people, glory to God, those that have gathered from afar, from near. We're asking you to look upon each and every heart on tonight, for you see every desire, you see every need, glory to God, and you are El Shaddai, God, Abel Shah. Oh God, you're more than enough. You can meet every need, every desire, Father, and we're thanking you tonight. Father, we bless you tonight, for you are our Father, glory to God, and we lift our voices unto you. Abba, Father, we lift our voices unto you. Abba, Father, we are able, Sheha. We lift our voices unto you on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking now that you will forgive us of every sin. Father, we're asking you, glory to God, to pardon our iniquities in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Renew a righteous spirit with, oh God, we pray in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. Glory to God. We're thanking you for doing it now. We're thanking you for you are the sanctifier. Father, we say, glory to God, let thy will be done. Thy will be done in us on tonight. Thy will be done with us on tonight. Thy will be done through us on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Every heart, every listening ear, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. We're thanking you for your divine direction. We're thanking you tonight. Thank you for leading and guiding us, oh God, unto all truth and all righteousness. We thank you tonight. Glory to God for your promises unto your people. Glory to God, they are yea and amen. We thank you for your promises. 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 Glory to God. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your word. Glory to God, for your word shall stand forever in that precious name. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. We thank you this night. We thank you this night, God, for working out situations and circumstances. We're thanking you, glory to God, right now, oh God. We're thanking you for every blessing. We're thanking you, glory to God, for every good and perfect gift, oh God, that comes from you. We thank you, glory to God. Thank you tonight for blessing us and blessing your people all over the land in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you for performing your word concerning us, glory, for you are concerned about the whole man. You're concerned. Glory to God, about every part of us, everything that concerns us concerns you. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise tonight. We're thanking you tonight, glory to God, for bringing down the hand of the troubler on tonight. Thank you for bringing down the hand of the troubler, the tempter on tonight in thy precious name. Father, we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for your divine healing, healing of the body, healing of the mind, healing of the soul. Glory to God, reviving of the spirit. Father, we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you tonight. Glory to God. We're thanking you for being so nigh unto us in that precious name, O Lord of Osiah. We're thanking you on this night. Glory to God. Thank you, El Shaddai. We thank you tonight in that precious name. Glory to God. And Father, we're thanking you for being our provider, for you know what we have need of before we even ask. And we're thanking you tonight. Thank you for provision on tonight. Thank you for provisions on tonight. Thank you. We thank you tonight. Hey, glory to God. We thank you tonight. Thank you for your divine provision. Thank you for sanctifying us yet again. Thank you for purifying us yet again. Thank you for your peace. Glory to God. Thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. We're thanking you for your righteousness now. Thanking you for your truth. Thanking you, glory to God, for being our shield. Thank you for being our buckler in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you tonight. Thank you for touching our minds. Thank you for transforming our minds. Glory to God in the precious name of Jesus. other. And Father, we declare and we decree on tonight that we shall not leave this line the same, but we thank you tonight. Thank you for your word. Thank you for what you're about to do. We thank you tonight. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory tonight. We thank you, glory. Hey, God, we glorify you tonight for moving in the earth, for moving in the winds. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you for victory now. Thank you for sweet victory in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you for sweet victory in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless you. We honor. We glorify you now in thy precious name, Jesus. In every heart on tonight, glory to God. Give God praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Glory to God. Give him praise. Give him praise. Glory to God. Give him praise on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, hide us now behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us, Master, and we shall be hid. For this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. For this we give you honor and glory. In thy precious name, Jesus, glory to God. Every heart on tonight, say amen, amen, amen on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. We bless him. We thank him. We honor, we glorify him on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. For truly the Lord is good. The Lord is good to us. Amen. He is good, good, good. Truly he's good, people of God. He's done us well. He has done us well. He's working things and situations out when we don't even know. Glory to God. When we don't even know, glory be to God, the determinant end of the enemy. But we thank God that the Lord as the final say-so. We're thanking God tonight, amen. Glory to God that our hand, that our lives are not in the hand of a man. Our lives are covered and shielded by him. He holds us in the palm of his hand, and he guides us by his eye. And we give God thanks for that. We give God praise for that, people of God, because we are never alone. Glory to God, no matter what situation we're in, no matter where we find ourselves, glory to God, we are never alone. Glory to God, for he truly walks with us and he talks with us. Glory to God, amen. And the heirs, we're heirs of salvation, amen. And his ministering spirit come to minister to us, to lead us and guide us in the way that we should go. Glory to God. So we, glory to God, we don't walk alone, amen. But we give God thanks. We give him praise, amen. We bless him on tonight. Glory to God. We bless him. We bless him. We bless him. Glory to God on this night. Amen. Glory be to God. As we stated, amen, we're looking for Apostle Bobar, amen, out of Sierra Leone, West Africa, amen, to buzz back in with us. Glory to God. Any minute now, amen. Glory be to God. But until, we just want to keep it moving. Amen. Glory to God. So tonight we're going to ask, glory to God, Sister Mary, if she would come and do our scripture reading on tonight. Glory be to God. If you would, if you would, if you would, God bless you.
I'm giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Minister Bradley, to our PNN advisors, to our PNN prayer warriors, and to our listeners near and far. The reading will be taken from the fourth chapter of Ephesians, the 17th through the 32nd verse. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learnt Christ, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man true with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let our bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. I have read to you the fourth chapter of Ephesians, the 17th through the 32nd verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his holy word.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Mary. We thank you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We thank you for the reading of the word on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We just bless God on tonight. We thank God on tonight. Amen, Jesus, for what he's doing, for what he's about to do. Amen, Jesus, we just want to, amen, as we stated, amen. We were hoping to get Apostle Bobar, but looks like we're having a few challenges on tonight. Amen, Jesus. So, glory to God. While we try to make the connection if we can, we want to ask our PNN advisor, Minister Ali Booker, if she would come just to greet the people or just say a word of encouragement, amen, while we try to see if we can make the connection with the apostle. Amen. Minister Ali, God bless you. If you're at a location that you can come and just greet the people on tonight. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you, Minister Bradley. The PNN Network, we praise God for each of you all tonight and for our leaders and your leaders tonight. We magnify the name of the Lord for just another day that the Lord has kept us. And after keeping us, we still have a mind. We still have a mind, and it's still on Jesus, and we thank him for that. We just thank God and we praise God for he has brought us to this day, a day that we never seen. Things that we have gone through, but at different times and different places. And I'm just grateful to God for this day. This day that the Lord did make and has made. And I thank God, regardless of what the times, that we can rejoice and still be glad. And I praise God for that. I praise God for the scripture reading, that how we ought to treat one another and love one another and laying aside that would be distasteful, distasteful unto the Lord and distasteful unto our walk with God, distasteful unto what we confess that we are and who we are and who we are becoming. I magnify the name of the Lord for that. I praise God for the reading of his word, because if we're going to be kept, it's going to be by the word. And the only way the word is going to keep us, we got to abide by the word. We got to let that word abide in us, and we abide in the word. And I thank God, then we can ask what we will. We can ask what we will, whether it be for strength, whether it be for courage, whether it be for determination, whether it be for guidance or direction, or whether it be for healing, whether it be for salvation, whether it be for God just to reveal himself that we may find ourselves doing his will day and hour, find ourselves putting on Christ daily, because this is a daily walk with the Lord. And yes, we do understand that it is and already is at work. It's going to become a falling away. I heard the word on last night. And I bless God for the minister that came forth on last night and just telling us about what the Lord requires of us and how we have to let our life to measure up with the word and about the way that some already, if we just sleep, sleep and not out of the, not outside of the body, but within the body. And I thank and I praise God for her on last night, just a lot of things that she brought forth about where we are in this day and time, and what's taking place in this day and time, and what's even happening behind not what we the building. We're going to say the building, because we are the church of the living God. 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 And he has a requirement for his bride. He has a requirement for his church that I should conduct myself as his bride, as becoming his bride. You know, when you're going to become a bride, you make preparation, don't you? Mm-hmm. When that's going to be a wedding day, we make preparation. We make preparation for that day. We pray in that day. We put a date on the calendar when we're going to get married. And we get so excited about the getting married and our wedding. And then we go make a plan. We get the plan out. And we find the venue where we're going to have it at. And we get us a menu. Then after you get all that, then you can ask your bridesmaids and all those things that go along with preparing for a wedding. Preparing for a wedding. And as we do all those things, and you have some hiccups. Sometimes people drop out at the last day, and sometimes people drop out a day before, a week before. You have some hiccups. But what that bride do? That bride eyes is still on the prize, and I'm gonna stand before these people and say I do. I want everybody to know that this is my husband, and this is going to be my husband. This is my future husband, looking forward to that day. And that bride get herself together. She makes sure her hair in place, and she making sure she she don't reserve the date for her to go to the salon or beauty salon or to get her hair done. She makes the date. She get aside, set aside a date that when she want to get her nails done. Mm-hmm. And she set aside, or they tell her when she going, if the dress need to be alternate. And she set the date, tell her, you know, because sometimes you try to lose weight to be ready, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we have to lose weight in this walk with God. To be ready, we got to lay aside every weight in the sin. That do so easily beset us, that we may run this race, raise the race set before us with patience. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And as that bride preparing and getting herself together, and she choose the color. Mm. And what she hitting here and there? Yes, I'm hitting here and there. She choose the color that she want her wedding party to wear. She choose the color, and she got to get someone to go decorate. Mm-hmm. She got to get a caterer and all that good stuff, you know. She got to get a guest list together. Uh-huh. That's what Jesus said. That's a guest list. And you remember he had a guest list, and that some people could not come to that wedding. And those that tried to get in without an invitation, he told them how to bind them up. Mm-hmm. And so that's a wedding taking place. And so we make a preparation to be able to stand there at that groomsman. Mm-hmm. And then the groomsman getting himself together and choosing his best man and the other men that gonna be partaker. Mm-hmm. In this feast, this wedding feast. Uh-huh. And so the bride's so excited, the man excited, but not to the extreme that women do go through. You know what I'm saying? And that's the way we have to do with our relationship with God, with the Lord Jesus Christ. Be excited about him, about to tell somebody about this man that you don't took on his last name, or you make him ready to take on his last name. You're in the process of taking on his name. And you're so excited. You want everybody to know about it. Mm-hmm. and you want to invite them to your wedding, or you want to invite them, you want them to know, and those that was not invited, you want them to know, man, I got married. I changed my last name. That's why I said we have a new name. A new name. Because the old man have passed. That old you, the old prayer, that old part of your nature, you laid it aside because you're ready to come into this this marriage. Now you was getting to know each other. Now you're making ready to come into a marriage, and so you got to get rid of that old stuff, and you got to lose those old phone numbers too. We got to lose those old phone numbers and everything also, you know. All is well. And we got to lose those all old phone numbers and rid yourself for those old phone numbers and everything. So if something try to come back up and trying to get in touch with you, you have to rid yourself of that old stuff, because sometimes old phone numbers just not good to keep, you know. The old stuff just not good to keep. Some things you don't need to keep with you because it can get you in trouble, you know. And so we say, and we make it ready for this event to take place. And I just want us to see ourselves getting ready. I want us to see ourselves every day making preparation. I want us to see ourselves losing the weight that we necessary for us to lose. I want to see ourselves dropping off those that are supposed to be friends and say, well, when the time comes, I'm going to be there for you. I got your back. I want to see ourselves eliminating some things that just not good for us, because why are we walking into new dimensions? We walking into a new start, a new beginning. Are we on another journey now? And then some of your girls may say, "Hey, let us go out and go out to party tonight and just have a good time, let our hair down." And then you come, you say, "Okay." Then you think about it. Say, "Well, I can't do what I used to do. I'm just not. I know." We used to do that, and I understand that I used to be the first ringleader. But, you know, I can't wait. You're not married. Yes, you're still single. And said, but, yeah, but the thing, I am engaged. I am engaged, and therefore, I just can't do that now. No, I don't want you to. I'm not going to let that stick in my head, because that old girl is gone. That old Ollie don't lay aside that stuff, that drinking and partying all night. And I got to get my wedding out of the way. And then I don't want to disappoint my husband to be. Mm-hmm. And you're making yourself ready. You always got somebody always in the bunch. It's always something that comes up to try to pull you back or try to remind you what it used to be. Well, and remind you how the things we used to do. And you always got one that say, "Hey, girl, you remember how we used to have fun? And you remember all I had to do is just call you, and you were just ready on the dime. I was just checking you out and see, do you really mean this thing and about getting married? I thought you had deleted my number. I thought really you got rid of it since you engaged." I said that a man that that wasn't gonna work, because I don't think I'm out your sister. And then you said, "Well, and then you gonna pray and say, hey, who is this? Oh, now you act like you don't know who I am. I know you know who I am. The one you can't get out your system. You've been trying for a long time. So I'm just asking you, how about one more time for always gonna throw a line. Old time's sake. Old time's sake. Now if I was that important to you, I wouldn't be where I am now. If I was that important to you, you would have stuck around. If I was important to you, you would have asked me. But I'm glad that you did not. I'm glad, matter of fact, I'm glad you didn't stick around. I'm glad you got lost I thought I deleted the number, but now I know I didn't, so I'm make sure I get rid of it. Julie, hang it up. Don't have anything to do with your life in Christ. Hang it up. Hang it up. Just hang the phone up. Because the conversation not going the way you want it. And then when you get ready to start a new walk in Christ, you get ready to start a new life, a new beginning, a new job, you have to hang up some things. You have to lay aside some things. Mm-hmm. And oh, she acted funny now since she getting married. No, I'm not acting funny. I just know that I'm becoming wise material. And that old single stuff cannot no longer remain with me because I'm walking into new dimension. And when I'm walking into new dimension, therefore, the old mind got to be done away with. And the new mind got to take on a new mindset. You got to see yourself married before you get married. If you don't ever see yourself married, then it can never be a wedding. You got to dream of being a bride before you become a bride. If you don't ever have a dream or desire to become one, you will never become one. We will always become a concubine. We will be a concubine just for somebody that be with us but will never give us his last name. And the Lord don't mind giving us his last name, but that stipulation goes along with taking on the last name of Christ Jesus. Oh, yes, it is. It's stipulation. And a restriction goes on with taking on his name. Mm-hmm. And so you've got to see yourself married. And my parents, especially the women back in the day, said, why should a man buy the cow when he can get the milk free? I'm just talking straight talk and just talking a little bit, if y'all don't mind. Why should he pay for a ring or a license when we just keep lying on them to drink milk free? Oh, now we're going to talk about the enemy. Why should he leave? Well, we just keep and open up a door in by leaving cracks for him to come in and just sit at the dinner table, have conversation. Then when he gets through whatever it is, he's telling you sweet nothing in your ear. And then you say, well, Lord, I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. I just slipped to that God stood to me in that area. When God don't brain a toll told me, I don't know what he told you, so I'm going to keep it personal. Hey, I told you lay aside those things, and then I tell you also that you have to resist temptation not just about a man being tempted to a woman, a woman being tempted to a man. Oh, it comes vice versa these days. Then I tell you that if you resist the devil, it could be about lying. It could be about overeating. It could be about anything. I'm running late because my child was sick. Oh, don't put that on the child because you don't want the child to get sick. Now we making ready for a wedding now. So we got to put stuff aside. Mm-hmm. And we got to lay these things aside. Because weight do become sin. We tell one lie, we got to tell another one. But I'm just talking a little bit, if you don't mind waiting for the prophet to come. And then we think about we make it ready for this wedding. We don't want to lose. I'm not going to let you lose your train of thought because we still make a preparation. Therefore, we got to rid ourselves. We got to rid ourselves of things that just not good for us. And that sometimes as the friendship, we become so tied to things that just not good for us. Just not good for us. Uh-huh. And sometimes that man said, now, I know that's your friend, and I know y'all been tight for many years, but I'm telling you, that I don't know what it is, but it's just something about her just not right. And she got a jealous spirit of you may not be able to see it, but baby, I'm telling you, better watch out for her because she ended that you getting married, and she always trying to cause you to see something that's not there, or she always throwing little smart remarks about stuff. And that's just the way she is. Don't pay her no attention. She's been like this ever since I've known her. But, those are little nuggets and those are little trip-up things that we don't pay no attention to. The small thing, we got to pay attention to details. When you're making ready to go into different dimensions and on another, you got to pay attention to details, especially small details. And so we making ready for this wedding. So this bride making, she don't got all the women's, and you got the matron of honor and the maid of honor, and then you got the bridesmaids, and sometimes you have the, I don't know if you still do it or not, you have a little junior brides and all of the flower girls and everything we could think of naming. Especially, you know, that you plan on doing it one time. Uh-huh. And then you make it ready for that big day. And now it's coming up about 3 days before. Let's give it a week. And everything starts falling apart. The menu starts falling apart. Somebody don't got sick. Now, how, Lord have mercy. Then you got to kind of figure that out. And now look at here. They don't mess around and put 2 dates on the, your date and your hour that you already paid for. And then somebody called and said, I won't be able to make it. I put in for it, but they told me I can't leave the job. I don't have the money. I want to come. And after I got my dress and everything, I don't have the money to fly or travel. And then you said, now, Lord, what am I going to do? Well, you're not going to shut down the wedding. What you going to do? You're going to rethink things over, and things going to go on. You're going to get frustrated, yes, of course. But the only thing you're thinking about, I'm not going to let nothing hinder me from getting married. Okay, if one can't be here, okay, somebody may have to be dropped off on the groom's line. And if not, he walk in by himself. Oh, we'll figure the thing out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And so that's how God wants us to figure things out to stay with him. And then come up there. Now you got 2 days, 3 days. And then you go before that sign. They want you to come and try that dress on. And see, because you were losing weight, you remember, to fit in that dress and get it the way you want it. But you can't lose too much and you can't gain. You definitely can't gain. You can't gain. Can't gain no more weight. Why? Because you won't be able to get in the dress and that slow down right there. You got to have a dress. And that's why sometimes it's best to have a backup. What do you mean? A backup plan. I'll have another dress for the evening after you get married and have that dress in it. Something go down, then at least you got a backup plan. Uh-huh. You always have to think the enemy, because the enemy do not sleep. God said he don't slumber nor sleep. Do you think he's slumbering and sleeping? No, he's learning your taste. He's learning your likes and your desires. And he's seeking whom he may desire or whom he may to drop off. Uh-huh. See, he know he don't want you because he got a short time. And that's why I say the Bible tells us he didn't let it, whatever you're doing, just keep doing it. You feel to be filled to feel. Whatever you're doing, just continue to do that still. Because God's looking for true repentance. We don't pick days long enough. God's looking for true repentance. A man can stay with a woman for 13 years. Hey! But when he's looking for a bride, he's looking for certain qualifications. When he's looking for a bride, you don't wait 13 to 15 years. And then he go looking for, I thought I was the bride. I've been with you for 14 to 15 years. But he definitely give you his name, his last name. He never would give you his last name. So, what that ain't nothing but a piece of paper. So why do you need my last name? We already might as well say marriage. No, ain't no might as well say nothing. They ain't might as well. It is not legalized in God's eyes, nor it used to say come along. I think I'm Dr. Chu, such it out. Some states don't done away with that. Uh-huh. So if he got in it, retirement, he got anything on a 401k. Then I have a first somewhere. And her name ain't off enough. You're going to be in hot water. Oh, then sometimes something happens. Then you get ready. Now, Everybody not alike. They'll wonder, who are you? Where you going? Or where you come from? They gonna seek for that fresh wife, especially if she had not remarried, or if the divorce is not final. They gonna seek for her. And then you don't waste all these number of years. God don't want us to just spend and wasting time. We want us to value the time that we have with him, and because he values the time he had with us. Now you down to your 2 days before that wedding. You're nervous right now. Now here come the day of the wedding. You got a certain time to be there. Oh, boy, you're so nervous. Oh, you get this shaking. Boy, when you get over that and you got that dress on and whoever helping you get yourself together, you look in that mirror, you see somebody you don't recognize. You see a glow and a beauty about yourself that you didn't know you had. And that man will look at you for a long time. But when you get ready to come down that aisle, it's like he have never seen any person so beautiful all the days of his life. You the most beautiful woman he ever laid eyes on. And you are the very apple of his eye. Oh, he's so excited that you gonna take on his last name. That you're gonna become his bride that day. Nothing else matters but that moment. Even with you, nothing else matters but that moment. Our life with Christ got to matter. Our life with God got to matter. Because if it don't matter now, when will it matter? Not running to a building. A totally complete relationship has to matter. It has to matter so much that we'll be willing to give up our ways and take it on his ways. When you get married, you walk up there and that preacher standing there and gonna say them vows, and you made a vow. And they ask you, do you take this man or this woman to be your lawful wedding wife? And instead of forsaking all others. And they tell you in sickness and in health, for richer or for poor. You make a vow. And when we come to the Lord, we make vows. We make a vow that we won't turn back. We make a vow. We make a vow. And God keep his covenant. God make a vow with us. That's why he said, I'm married to the backslider. I don't give divorces. I don't want any of you to slide backwards. I want you to press forward, not slide backwards. And when you don't know what to do, you should just stand still and see my salvation. It don't mean you just stop and not progress or press forward. You just stand still in what you believe. Stand still and hold fast to your faith. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord to the author and the very finish of your faith. Look unto him that was and is to come. Hold fast. Hold fast to your faith. And keep telling yourself, I may be in this situation today, but I'm getting out of it. And so your husband comes to rescue you. And then what is his is yours, or what yours is his. That's why we have to make sure we check things out. Because whatever debt he took on, you taking it on. Well, whatever debt you have, he should have them. And nothing just yours by yourself no more. Yes, after you get to know each other, it's best to have two or three accounts. One that says just yours and name on it. That's the one with his and yours. Another with his and yours. Those where you pay the bills and all that kind of good stuff. But I always come to the table in all honesty. So it won't be nothing could come up later and cause you to go to a lawyer's office and file for a divorce. That's why he said, I know your works. know what you have done and what you have not done. I know your work. And so the husband said, I've been with you long enough, and I know when things don't change. That's what the Lord said too. I sense something that's not quite right. Yeah, you don't change on me, girl. You don't change on me. You don't change on me. I don't know what's going on with you, baby. Do we need to talk about something? In relationship, you have to have conversation. What is conversation? Prayer line? And just holding a conversation with him. Now, look, God, I'm just telling you this is what it is, Lord. This is where I'm located at now. And this is what's going on with me now. You told me that I could bring anything to you. And you said if I come to you and know why I cast me out. And now you know you said now you would never leave me nor forsake me, that you're going to the end of the world. And I'm going to be honest with you now. I'm tired of people taking me for granted and thinking they can just do me some any kind of way. And I just feel roll over and play dead as if I have no feeling or if I'm not even human. Now, look here. Now you're talking to your husband. Now I done became your husband. Now you done got married and everything. And therefore, you're telling your husband your true feeling. And now, Lord, and I need you to fight this battle for me, because if I fight it or go into it, I may go in wrong. But if you stand up for my defense and you fight my battle, especially this one now, especially this battle here, because I'm going to be honest with you. I really don't know how to handle this away. But I know you know, because you know my inner thought, and you also know the inner thought or the intent of the other person. You know these hidden things about all of us. You already know what direction we're going to take before we even take it, you know. So I'm coming to you now. I'm asking you, will you handle this? And if you're not going to handle them, I need you to strengthen me. Hey, I need you to condition me that I'll be able to deal with it. Now you're talking to your husband. He don't become, he say he's your savior. He's your deliverer. He's your hope. He's your peace. Now you're talking to your husband. And I need you to fix this thing. Because this battle is too much for me, and I don't have no business defending myself in this, because you know I'm innocent. So you're going to have to defend me. I don't even know how to start defending myself in this. There's some things the Lord never intends for us to try to defend ourselves. Know your rights and go ahead. Uh-huh. I'm talking about our husband. See, we don't went through all the rituals getting ourselves together for the wedding. You don't got married now. Now your husband going to come to your rescue. We've got to hang in there. We can't surrender. We can't throw our hands up. You've got to keep pressing forward. It get rough. It get tough. But the promise is that he will never leave you. Not forsake you. He said for better, for worse. For better, for worse. And sickness and in health. Uh-huh. I won't leave you. I'm not going to leave you. No. I love you too much. I care too much about what's going on with you. And it's my heart desire to give you the desires of your very heart. Just trust me. Just trust me. I know you right now look like it's no need for you to hope. But yes, it is. I know it look like it's slim. And I know I told you I was going to do this, and I made you all those promises. They're not empty promises. Just be patient with me. We're going to come out of this, and we're going to come out better than we went in. Uh-huh. Yeah. See, everybody shouldn't bail in a marriage. Everybody shouldn't bail in a marriage. If you see the man thriving, trying, don't beat him down, but lift him up. Encourage him. Everybody shouldn't bail in relationships. You see the good in them, encourage that good you see. Lift them up. Be the strength where they weak at that moment. So I'll be your strength. Be the strength. Because the Lord is looking and he handpicking. And we are the bride of Christ. Who we allow to get in our ears or what we allow to get in our ears. And in our spirit. Y'all, we living in the last days, in this hellish time. And things, I know we hear, God is going to bless us. God is doing great things. But trust me, things going to get worse. But it going to get better. And it going to get worse. But we got to prepare ourselves for this end time. We got to get a mindset for the end time. We have to start now, seek it out and searching the scripture about this end time. If it's not taking place, everywhere you turn the TV on, everywhere you hear the news, it's giving us all the signs and wonders about the end time. In life, it's in school, it's giving us signs about the end time. End time can mean time is ending for what we once knew. Because there's some things some of us never experienced that our forepants experienced. But you tell me how in the world a teacher could take students and bring some cotton and some handcuffs and let the students handcuff the black kids and they got to try to pick cotton. Time is ending. That's why so many different laws that they average is setting up. Because time is ending. That's what we once knew. It's an end time. End time, things are changing right before our face. Right in our school system. And we sit in by idle. Not all. We sit in by not fighting. And when you find out when the kids bring something to the home, oh, so you don't took on a marriage now. And we don't go stand up and fight on their behalf. See, children don't came into the relationship now. Grandchildren don't came into the relationship now. Time in time. What kids was very careful what they call you at school. But the end time was changing right before our eyes. On your job. But that do not mean we bail out on our husband. We don't bail out on our relationship with God. It gets rough. We still got to hang in here. We got to hang in there. And it gets rough at home sometimes. Get rough, get tough. But you got to hang in here. You got to hang in here and fight. You got to fight. Anything worth having, you got to fight for. My mom used to say, anything come on the flower bed and eat, you better be a little nervous about it. Anything worth having, you got to fight for. Is it worth having? And we got to fight for this relationship with the Lord. We got to fight to stay with him. We got to fight. We got to fight for the righteousness of God to take root and flourish on the inside and outside of us. That will make us ready for the things that are taking place every day. And I heard Minister Brad say in a prayer that the things that God keep us from seeing and unseen things. And we look at how people back in the day was able to endure going through and being killed and being trampled over with horses, and then we look at how people were water hosed down, but they would regroup and come back because they were fighting for something that they believe what you call freedom. They was fighting. And so we have to fight for our relationship with God. We got to build up those that have been torn down. We got to encourage those that become disheartened. We don't took on a husband, man. We don't became his bride. So we got to encourage the widows. We got to encourage the fatherless. We got to encourage and embrace those single women or mothers with children thriving to live for God all they can live for. They thriving and do right. They thriving hard. And they struggling at the same time. And then they wonder, where is God? Mm-hmm. Where is God? Where is God, mercy? Where is he talking about a husband, man? Where's my provider? Where's my healer? Where's the roof over my head? Where's the lights being paid? Where's the water bill being paid? Car notes being paid? And the Bible said before we build a house, we got to sit down and count up the cost. Before we go and bog down in debt, we got to ask ourselves, can I afford this at this particular time? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, God will come to our rescue, but we got to make sure whatever funds he blesses us with, we got to use it wisely. And the man is out, brought the money home. What did you do with it? I'm thinking the mortgage is paid. I'm thinking the rent is paid. I'm thinking the water bill is paid. I'm thinking the gas bill is paid. Car insurance is paid. I'm thinking the credit card is paid. Now, what's going to happen to the money? And there I go, because I'm immature, I'm going to bought me a secretive dress, a secretive purse, a secretive pair of shoes. That's my mortgage payment. That's the car payment. Uh-huh. And that's why he called some of foolish women. Yes, sir. We'll test things down before we build it up. Then he said, consider the ways of our act. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're being foolish. We're taking the funds that God has blessed us with. Then that by the same token, you want to say, accuse God or say that I did better when I was in the world. You misused some funds that he blessed you with. So be careful. This day and time, we can't afford to be misusing anything. We got to start preparing ourselves for what's to come. If you're in the country and you can get a piece of ground, so you'll be able to grow your own food. God wants us to be independent, that you don't have to depend on no one else for things. You'll be able to, so your needs can be supplied when we come together, when we come together with mind, helping one another, single women, single parents, that not being wasteful. Pull them through. I know what it is. I know what it is to be single with three children, divorced. I know what it is. Praying that they don't turn the lights. I know what it is. Praying don't turn the water off. I know what it is. Praying God don't let them turn the gas off. So I know what it is. Flagging a way to get to work and asking somebody, can you drop my? I know what it is to didn't have a way to the house of God. Have walked, start out walking, and have walked all the way and catch the ride back. We got to be that persistent. We got to be just that determined. And he said, you did run well, but what don't hinder you now? What don't hinder you? You didn't let nothing stand in your way to getting to me. You didn't let nothing stand in your way. And I did reward you because you remained faithful to me. And I let little become much, much, much more than what you had. You stopped being wasteful. You stopped paying the bills on time. You stopped buying unnecessary stuff. Yeah, God intends for us to have life and have it more abundantly. But he wants us to also use wisdom. Not in some things, but all everything. And always acknowledge him in all our ways so he can direct our path. So we'll know whether to do or not to do. Today, I wanted something. I wanted something. I called a person that worked at the company, and I knew that it had a 30% discount, but I noticed they get a 20% discount. Therefore, I knew I could get it at a total 50% discount on it. Yeah, I wouldn't have to pay the full price for it. Okay, I wasn't going to pay it because that's a 30%, and then with her 20%, that's 50%. Now, I'm always looking for, because I don't believe I got to pay for what nobody else pay. I just don't believe it, y'all. I believe God just got it to fix just for me to pay what I know I want to pay. And so I told her color I wanted. She said they didn't have it. And so she pulled back a color, and they know that what I was actually looking for was behind it. And she found it. She said, well, they got it. She said, all at once, something just told her, said, just look back there. All at once. I said, that's what you call being led by God. Being led is not what a lot of us think it is. You go hear some, I don't know what we're looking for. Just all at once, he just led you. Just hit your mind. Just pull it back. And don't, not just pull it back. You know, you ain't even second guess, just pull it. Oh, just take a mind and just look behind it. Or when you're out there, just look at this and that. And there it is right there in your face. Oh, man, look at here. Now look, it's right here waiting. Being led. I'm teaching us how to just be led by God. Just when he brings something to your from your mind, you weren't thinking of, just be led. Just do it. Just do it. You don't hear no big voice. Thou shall not fail. You don't hear this little quiet voice. Or this just feeling just going to come over you. All at once you find yourself acting right in the will of God. But some, you know your marriage, your husband said, baby, I was thinking about a good old pork chop tonight. And here you are, you got some pork chop for dinner. You get so close to them, you almost can feel know their thoughts. Isn't that something? You're so close that you get to feel the thoughts. And then, baby, I tell you, you come with that oneness. Come with that oneness. Oneness. Not knowing this is going to take place tonight. But I can feel Minister Bradley for some reason. That she may ask you to do something, just for a little, just talk, just for a little while. And then I wasn't surprised that I would like to have been surprised, but it had already entered in my spirit. What I had to do, be obedient to what I already knew. Just be obedient to what you know. And what you're feeling in your spirit. Don't ignore it. Don't shun it. But I just want to talk a little bit tonight. I'm not going to hold you. I'm grateful to God for this night. We just had just a little talk. And just a little hanging out. Just a little hanging out tonight. That we may get ourselves and start preparing ourselves for making ready for this end time. Time in as what we once knew. Look at end time as a many different nemesis, many different, Father, give me a right word. Give me a right saying. Give me a right phrase. Different levels of different Who we, Lord? Give me the right word. It's not in time. It's in time as we suppose, but it also different levels are in time. Things that end in the time as we once knew. As we once knew. Therefore, if time is ending as things that we once knew, that means we got to start taking on a different mindset and stop thinking the old way like we once knew and the way we used to think. Say, God, anything can pop off right long and now. Therefore, I'm going to trust you. And I need you to lead and direct me in the way you would have me to go. Because we don't have to need God guidance, that he will prepare us. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we don't have to fear no evil. And when the enemy come upon us to eat of our flesh, that God himself can cause them to stumble and fall. That he can hide us in his pavilion. That we can walk right in the midst and they won't even know it. We got to get that sensitive close to him that he can guide and direct us right through trouble. And when he told us, they don't seek your life for no reason. Don't seek to kill you. The mark of the beast got to come. One world order is already taking place. We got to prepare ourselves for such changes to take place. We got to make ready. Now, right now, tell them come on into the altar faces, because it's going to rain. Not as we suppose rain, but it's going to rain. Not water, but fire. Come on, let's make ready. Let's make haste. Time is changing right before our face. Things are being shaped in every state. If, Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. Please help me, Holy Ghost. Time is changing. That's what things that we once knew is changing. We got to condition our children's mind to know it's changing. We got to make our children ready for the change that's taking place. We got to prepare our daughters not to be going out by themselves. Your sons, your grandchildren, time is changing. It's changing fast. That's why we got to get in a hurry, because time is changing. Somebody got to go through, and that's the people going to be left because they got to tell the story. Somebody going to be left to tell the story. The bride got to make herself ready. Like when her husband go out to war, she got to be ready to step up and do what she is necessary and remain faithful. Time they go is to come back, and sometimes they don't. We got to think about this thing. Got to make ready. Time is changing. We got to trust God like never before. We got to trust him like never before. Like never before. Like never before. Watch when one thing changes, it have a domino effect. One thing just changed, make way for other changes to take place. This for setting it up for that end time change. Things changing. But I thank God for your patience. Thank God for Minister Bradley. I thank God for each of y'all taking out the time to come tonight, and we just have a little rap talk tonight, and that we pray one for the other, pray for other countries, pray for other people, pray for ourselves, pray for our leaders. Just pray pray for God's shield of protection. And we be careful for nothing. If we save, stay saved. If you're not, let's get saved. If you need to be built up, let's get built up and stay built up. But that's what is unity, that's strength. That's strength. Because we never by ourselves. We never alone. There's somebody. They don't mean you don't harm. They don't want your business. They just want to make sure you're okay. And I used to hear this people say, a closed mouth don't get fed. You have to drop pride and shame. I am not because I ask not. And let us just be careful for nothing. Let us love from a pure place. Pure place. And see, love is what it does. Love is an action word. Action word. The bride get ready for the groomsmen and get married. That's an action word. Putting things in action. It's now that it's set in action now. It's coming down to the real nitty gritty. The real nitty gritty. Because it's not given to the swift, neither to the strong, but he that can hold out and do it to the end. Thank God for you. We love you. We'll thank God once again. If there's anyone tonight desires prayer, anyone tonight desires just prayer, or anyone tonight not saved and need, want to be saved, want the Holy Ghost, if anyone tonight needs strengthened, if anyone tonight just needs to be built up, anyone tonight needs anything, this is your time. This is our time. We could come. We could just come to the Lord tonight and just lay it all on the line and leave it with him. Cast all our cares upon him because he cares for us. If there's anyone tonight, you can hit star 6 and come on over. And if not, for yourself, stand in the gap for someone else. If there be any tonight,
praise the Lord, woman of God. God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight for such a beautiful, beautiful word on tonight. I'm telling you, it just paralleled with the word, amen, the bride, the preparations. It was just beautiful, just priceless tonight. But right now I would like to ask for prayer for Brother Brian Johnson. Mm-hmm. That's Sister Clarissa Johnson. Brian, yes ma'am.
Oh, Brian.
Brian.
Johnson.
Okay. Yes. He had surgery. And by God's grace, everything turned out well. But we just want to continue to lift him up in prayer. And also want to continue to pray for Brother Bonds. Brother Bonds. Want to continue to lift him up in prayer as well for those. And for my brother Andrew. As well, God is doing a great work. Amen. We just want to continue to give God thanks for what he's doing. So those are the ones that we want to put on the prayer list tonight.
Okay. Brother Brian Johnson, Brother Barnes, and Brother Andrews.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone else?
Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
This is Sister Betty Barr. I'm calling tonight, and I'm soliciting. Yes, ma'am. I'm soliciting prayer for myself tonight because the last few days is like I've been going through a lot of, just going through a lot, and physically in my body, and I just need prayer for strength tonight, and just thank you.
God bless you. Strength in the body, okay. Anyone else?
Praise the Lord.
God bless you. God bless you.
Yes, this is Sister Mary. I just like to ask prayer for strength and to be built up.
Sister Mary?
Yes,
strength. To be what, dear?
And to be built up. And my faith and all
built. Okay. God bless you, Sister Mary. God bless you. Anyone else? This is my time for my sin from the Lord. Oh, this is my time for my sin from the Lord. And this is my time for my healing, my strength from the Lord. Oh, this is my time. For my sins from the Lord. This is my time for my faith. Oh, to be stronger in the Lord. This is my time. Yes, yes. Anyone? Yes. Anyone said?
Go ahead, caller. I think somebody came on.
Someone on the line? Praise the Lord.
Looks like we lost a minute to Holly. We'll wait to see if they're able to come back on.
This is my time. For my sins from the Lord. Oh, this is my time. Oh, for my mind to be regulated. My heart to be fixed. This is my time. For my needs to be met. This is my time. For salvation. Oh, this is my time for my sins from the Lord. This is my time for total and complete deliverance. Oh, from my God, this is my time. This is your time. This is our time. Hey, this is my time. This is your time. This is our time. Oh, 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 Lord. This is my time. Oh, God, this is my time to be made anew. Hey, and this is my time. This is my time. To be revived, Lord. This is my time. This is my time for my pathway to be made straight. Yes, sir. This is my time, Lord. This is my time. This is our time. This is your time. Oh, 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 oh. Is there anyone else? there anyone else? This is your time. This is my time. Oh, that God word, take root in my heart. Hey, this is my time. This is your time. This is our time. Mm-hmm. Ooh-wee. This is my time. Hey, this is my time. Oh, Lord, this is my time. This is my time. Hey, this is my time. This is my time. Oh, Lord, this is my time. This is my time. This is your time. This is our time. Oh, Lord, this is our time. Hey, hey. Anyone else? Mm-hmm. This is my time. Anyone else? Hey, hey. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. This is my time. Now, Father God, hey, hey, this is my time. As we approach the throne of grace, thanking and praising you for who you are. Thanking and praising you for who you made us to be. Father, we come boldly to you on this night. On this night, bringing God, Brother Brian, Brother Bob, Andrew, Sister Betty, Sister Mary, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will meet every need. God, for this is our time to be strengthened in our bodies, to be healed in our bodies, to be healed in our mind, to be healed in our spirit, to be healed in our walk, to be healed in our talk, to be healed in our relationship, to be healed in our finances. It's God, this is our time. Mighty God, in the name of Jesus, to be delivered. God, to be delivered in our walk, in our conversation, in our relationship. In the name of Jesus. Mighty God, this is our time. This is our time, God, to be healed in our faith with you. In the name of Jesus. This is our time that our family be saved and be set free. This is our time that we can come, Father, in the name of Jesus. Because the scripture declares, God, that we can come. And if we come, that you in no wise cast us out. And God, the scripture declares, I can cast my cares upon you because you care for me. And each and every one of these people tonight is my care. They, God, this is my care tonight. This is my time. This is their time. This is our time that you said pray ye one for the other. And that men should always pray and not faint. Oh, mighty God. That God, this is just our time. This is their time that changes be made. Directions be turned. God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, that thy will be made known, God, in the name of Jesus. For this is their time. This is their time that they can behold you and see you as you are, Father, in the name of Jesus. And that you are a faithful God and you are true to your word, God, in the name of Jesus. For this is their time. Their time, Sister Betty. This is Sister Betty's time, God. Whatever's ailing her in her body, that God, no one, God, no sickness, have dominion. Oh, mighty God, no matter what she faced on last week, this week, but this night is her time. Hey, this night is her time that the captive can be set free in the name of Jesus. Whether she know exactly what it is or don't know, but we give this body to you because you made it and you created it. You know everything it is to know about it, God. In the name of Jesus. And we speak strength to this body right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God, we speak strength in the name of Jesus, healing and deliverance. Father, for whatever the need may be, whether it be spiritual, mental, physical, emotional, Father, you know you're able. We know that you're able. You could do anything but fail. Oh, for Sister Mary. For Sister Mary, God. You don't start at a good work. I know you're able to finish what you don't start it ever. Father, in the name of Jesus, you strengthen her, God. You strengthen her, God, where she been, where she may be weak. You build her up where she may be torn down. In the name of Jesus, that you build up. That you build up. That you build up. That you build up her most holy faith in her. In the name of Jesus, that she can resist those things that she should resist. God, that she can lay aside those things that gave her the land aside. That she may run this race with patience that is set before her, God. I don't know what she needs to be built up at, but she did declare her faith in you. She declared, God, her faith. What part of the faith, God, in you? You know and you see and you understand it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And make the pathway straight, God. Oh, mighty God. And you move mighty, God, in her home. Move mighty in her life. That men should see her good works. That God, you can be glorified in her life. In the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God. And every word that she brings forth on this CNN and in. Let us become. Let her become in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus. Brother Brown. Brother Brown Johnson. I speak to your situation. I speak to your circumstances. In the name of Jesus. We speak healing now. We speak strength now. We speak deliverance now. We speak be made whole now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Totally complete in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Brother Brian, heal now by the way of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Speak within thyself. I am healed. I am delivered. I am set free. Speak, Brother Brian, within thy own self. In the name of Jesus. Heal, heal, heal this night, Brother Brian. In the name of Jesus. Take God's word, Brother Brian, and declare and decree, I am healed. I speak total and complete healing. My soul and the body. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Brother Brian. In the name of Jesus. Brother Barnes, whatever your situation may be, we speak into it right now. If they're in a dead situation, we speak resurrection in it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That being a weakness, we speak strength. Almighty God, if that been torn down, we speak tonight. Be thou built up in thy most holy faith.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. In your walk, your relationship. In the name of Jesus. Whatever your needs may be tonight, we speak in Jesus' name. Those things that are not as though they were. Every situation. Finance, it does not matter. It does not matter. The Lord know your name, and he see your need, and he promised he will supply all, not some, but all your needs, according to his riches that is in glory. In the name of Jesus, so I speak also, and I am in agreement with God's word on your behalf. In the name of Jesus, mighty God, and Brother Andrews, God, you started a good work. Finish what you started. Stir him up on the inside. Stir him up on the inside where he can't help himself. Stir him up, God. Stir his mind. Stir him up, God, to serve from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Change his appetite for things. Change everything about him, God, his direction, God, and make every pathway he takes straight. In the name of Jesus, stir him up. Stir him up. In the name of Jesus, and put that hunger and thirst within his soul. God, in the name of Jesus, he'll hunger early in the morning, all through the day, in the midnight. In the name of Jesus, for they that hunger and thirst after you, they shall be. They shall be not might be, they shall be filled. And those that seek you, God, that with you shall be found. In the name of Jesus, whatever we ask of you, if according to your will, we shall have it. In the name of Jesus. And for those that did not come, strengthen them, encourage them, uplift them, build them up, God. Lead and guide and direct them. And Lord God, save our children. Save our family. Save God to the utmost. Save God from all four corners. Save God in government. Save, make changes. Turn around. In the name of Jesus. Save God. Save God. Those in leadership. Save God. Save, because except you build a house. Except you build a house. Except the house be built by you, God, it cannot stand. I don't care what it, I'm talking about from everything that has an order on earth. Every from the schoolhouse, police station, government houses, every branch, no matter what, our houses.
Yes, God.
Schoolroom, teachers, principal, basketball team. Feel that house.
Yes.
Except you be the taker of the house. It can't stand. It can't stand. So I'm asking you to move, God, from all four corners of the earth. You move by your spirit. Because this ain't not by power, not by might, but it's by your spirit, says the Lord of hosts. That man may know and see and know that you God. And you still on the throne. And you not missing anything. And everything is going in the book. And the book gonna be open. It calls us to realize judgment starts at the household of faith. It starts with us that don't heard the word. That we're going to be held accountable for what we hear. And we're going to be held accountable for it. Know to do right and don't do right. Cause us, God, to take heed and be aware. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
And what time we live in. Because a lot of things don't end. But what we know it used to be and how it used to be. Bring us up. That will make us ready. In the name of Jesus, help us to prepare these people. Because the harvest is plentiful.
Jesus.
But the labors are so few. Raise up labors.
Jesus.
Raise up labors. That's why we got to lay aside every weight and sin. We got to lay aside God in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that you can send labors out in the vineyard. That you can send labels, God, that won't hurt the people. Oh, God, that you can send labels, God, that can build the people up, God. You can send labels, God, in the name of Jesus. Send labels in the vineyard. In the name of Jesus. Two disciples that won't take no thought for themselves. Cares be for others as well. For those that are hurting, downtrodden, in the name of Jesus, make us and mold us and build us up now. Encourage us, Father, in the name of Jesus. And those, God, from foreign country, be with them, be with them, be with them. In such a time that they're living in, God, be with them, be with them. Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God, strengthen them, encourage them, God, lead and guide and direct them, Father. In the name of Jesus, for Lord God, help us to be ready. For God, you've been good to us. Yes, sir. You have been so good and so kind. Let us not think what happened at the Capitol just by chance is just making us ready. God, for things that gonna take place that once been other place, but it's going to come on these soil. It already, the enemy is already in the camp. And I know this going out on by ways and their ways. I understand the risk. I understand it, but we got to prepare ourselves. We must make ready, because if we are not ready to lay our lives down for your gospel's sake and for thy kingdom's sake, then it's not even worth living. If we're not ready to forsake all that we know and take up our cross and follow you daily. In the name of Jesus, thank you for hearing us always. And thank you for the answer by faith. Thank you for strengthening us together. Thank you for making and molding us. Thank you for reshaping us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for all things now. In your son Jesus' name, all those that have taken on your name, all those in leadership all over the world, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, be with them, lead and guide and direct them, that they may lead and guide your people in the way of righteousness. In your son Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Minister Bradley. God bless you. Father, I'm sorry. Forgive me, Jesus. Now I bring Derek to you. I cast Derek up on you as well, that you would heal that eye, that you would heal whatever's going on with him, God, in his eye.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, so I speak to his left eye. In the name of Jesus, God, that no sickness, no diseases can, God, to set up on him to hurt nor harm him or hinder the work of you, Father. You have called him to a good work, and I know you're going to finish it, God. But even like when Jesus, not one bone of his body was broken. Out of all he went through in the beating and everything he took, God, not one bone was broken. I'm not asking you to do it for me. I'm asking you to do it for thy name's sake.
Yes.
That men would know that you are a healer. And I'm up on you. And I'm trusting you for him. But for the others can see and know that you're gone. And you are a healer. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. God bless you. Minister Bradley. Minister Bradley.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight for this word. Amen. I'm telling you, what a word. What a word. Amen. Glory to God. And this word just came. Amen, Jesus. And I'm telling you, it really showed us ourselves and how we must be prepared and how the Lord is preparing us and what we need to do, glory to God, to become his bride. Amen. Glory to God. Out of the church to become his bride. Amen. Come into his chambers. Glory be to God. Make ready. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord tonight. Amen. This has been such a beautiful word. Glory to God. Such a beautiful word. Amen. And we don't want to start cherry picking because there was so much that was said that is such a blessing. And we just thank God for it on tonight. And we just want to encourage everyone to get a copy. Amen. Please, ma'am, please, sir, get your copy. And after you get your copy, send it out. And for those that are listening via Facebook, don't forget to click, amen, click and send via Messenger. Go out and listen to it as often as you like, amen, and tell somebody about it, amen. This has been such a beautiful word, and we want to share it, amen. When you find something that's good, amen, it does your heart good, it does your soul good, it does your spirit good. You just want to share it. Amen. Somebody else needs to hear this word on tonight. So please, ma'am, please, sir, share it. Also, don't forget, you can go out to our ReArk Prayer Group 52 page. The broadcast is there as well. And as well, you can Google Prayer News Network and listen to the broadcast even as we are live now. Amen. Glory to God. We're trying to get this word out, people of God, get it out to the nations, get it out to the people in any way that we can. Amen. Glory to God. Because, amen, Jesus, the Lord has need of us. Amen. The Lord has need of each and every one of us, people of God. We were created with purpose. And as this word comes, this word comes forth on this broadcast and in other places, amen, it's to help us to get prepared. It's to help us to be transformed, to be renewed in our minds, to be strengthened in our minds so that those things that the enemy, amen, tries to come and put upon us to keep us coming to keep us away from our divine destiny. People of God, the word of God comes to dust off the way. It comes to make the way. It comes to make the way. Glory. Ooh, glory. It comes to make the way. The word of God comes to make the way so that we can see clearly, amen, where we're stepping, so that we can see clearly that our steps are truly ordered by the Lord. Amen. And that we can see clearly that the Lord truly planned and a purpose for our lives. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God again for the word on tonight. Amen. Such a beautiful word, as I stated. Amen, Jesus. People of God, don't forget to get a copy. Listen to it again. Amen. Sit and just take it in. Amen. This is one of those words that you just take in. Amen, Jesus. You take it in, and you can just pull it into your bosom. Amen, Jesus, this word, amen, just delivered in such love and grace, amen, for God's people tonight. So we thank God for you, woman of God. We bless the Lord for you on tonight. We thank God for you availing yourself, amen. Unfortunately, we were not able to get Apostle Bobar on, but people of God, how many know the Lord always has a ram in the bush, amen, and Minister Ali, I thank God for you. Amen, Jesus. We didn't know it would, amen, go this direction, but God knew. And look what a beautiful word God had already prepared in the spirit and in the heart of the woman of God. Amen. All we can do is say thank you. All we can say is thank you, thank you, thank you. And we want to pray a blessing over you on tonight. Amen. People of God, we would that you pull your hearts, amen, your mind. Glory to God, your spirit. Glory to God. Let us look towards the woman of God in spirit. Amen. Just look on her in spirit on tonight. Glory to God as we, amen, lift her before the throne on tonight. Glory to God. Father, now we bless you. We thank you on this night. We glorify you. We honor you, Master. We thank you tonight for what you've done. Father, we're thanking you, glory to God, for we thought it would be one way. But we thank you tonight that we have come to your divine ordination. We've come to your divine way in the precious name of Jesus. And we're thanking you tonight, glory to God, Father, could not have thought such a word, but you knew who would be on the line tonight. And we're grateful. We're grateful for the word on tonight. We're grateful for the word delivered on tonight. We are grateful, glory to God, causing us, oh God, to be prepared, to get ready, what we need to put off, what we need to put on. We thank you tonight, glory to God. And as we're leaving this line, glory to God, with our hearts and our minds, glory to God, set to receive, receiving this word, glory to God, help us to put on this word. Help us, glory to God, to walk in this word on tonight. Help us to come to the liberty of the word on tonight, delivered in thy precious name, Jesus. And Master, we thank you now. We thank you for your servant. We're thanking you for the woman of God. We're thanking you, glory. We're thanking you, oh God, for how you're forming in our life. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, for your precious anointing. We're thanking you, glory to God, for taking her from glory to glory. We're thanking you on tonight, oh God, for your word that you placed in her belly, your word that's seasoned with grace, glory to God, in season. And we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for this woman of God availing herself. And we ask you tonight, oh God, that you would bless her now. Father, we're asking that you would bless her. We're asking that you would breathe upon her in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you, glory to God, even as she's given out. We're asking you tonight, to stir, glory to God, stir yourself in your servant on tonight. In the name of Jesus, we're asking you tonight, oh God, to move for her, God, in ways unknown. Move, oh God, upon her very petitions that she has before you. Move and breathe upon her tonight. Move and breathe upon every situation in the precious name of Jesus. And we're thanking you tonight, glory to God, for your victory. We're thanking you for victory set it upon her tonight. Set it upon, oh God, every situation. intercession that she has before the altar on tonight. We're asking you tonight, glory to God, for you are the God that answers by fire. And we're thanking you tonight, glory to God. We're thanking you for your answers tonight. We're thanking you for answering your servant on tonight. We're thanking you for favor on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, we're thanking you for your anointing on tonight. In the name of Jesus, your anointing, oh God, that breaks your anointing, oh God, that lights the way. Glory. Yay. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Glory to God for what you've done and what you're saying. Father, now we're asking that you would strengthen your servant tonight. Strengthen her tonight. Strengthen her tonight. Restore virtue unto her, Father, not just for tonight, but for the days ahead, for the platforms that are ahead. Father, strengthen her tonight. Restore, oh God, overflow on tonight, we pray, we decree in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight for what you're doing. We thank you for what you've already done. We bless you to hide.
Glory to God.
We glorify you tonight. We glorify you tonight. Hey, we glorify you tonight. We glorify you for your dome of anointing, Father, that covers her, that shields her, that covers everything that concerns her. We thank you this night. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. And, Father, we do forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid any backlash right now as sons of God. Woo, God, we forbid any backlash. Satan, we said the Lord God rebuke you. We said the Lord God rebuke you. Oh, God, the Lord God rebuke you now in the name of Jesus. Hey, woo, God, in every plan and every plot tonight, Father, we bring it down. We cast it down in the precious name of Jesus. Every ill-spoken word, we bring it down. We cast it down in the name of Jesus by the power and the authority that you've given unto us. Father, we bless you. We thank you now for the hearers on tonight, for the hearers on the line. Glory to God. Cover and shield them, we pray, in the precious name. Amen. Cover tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we love you. We appreciate you. We thank you for this word. Father, breathe upon it. Cause it to bring forth a harvest. In that precious name, Jesus, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you for your blood covering. We're thanking you, glory to God, for your blood covering. Ooh, God, that cancels and nullifies every blood agreement of the made by the enemy. We thank you tonight for nullifying. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you. We thank you now. We honor, we glorify you for this night, for this time, and this hour. In that precious name, Jesus, glory to God. In every heart on tonight, say amen, 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 somebody. Glory to God. Amen for what the Lord has done. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. As you, if you see it by faith, you got the woman of God, so you got to see yourself married before you get married. Amen. And that's faith. Glory to God. That's faith. Amen. You got to see the situation already done before it gets done. Amen. You got to see it done in the now. Amen. Glory. Hey, in the name of Jesus. And we thank the Lord tonight, amen, for what he's done for you, amen, each and every one of you, each and every one of you, amen. We know it's done. We know it's done. Amen. We know it's done. We know it's done. Glory to God.
Glory.
We got to come to it, people of God. We know it's done. Even as it comes and proceeds out of our mouth, amen, we got to know it's done. We got to declare it done. We got to decree it. I know it's done. Hallelujah. I know it's done. Amen. Glory to God. And tonight, amen, Jesus, again, thank you, woman of God. Thank you for availing yourself. Amen, Jesus. And at this time, we're going to turn the platform back over to you. But listen, people of God, listen, we want to invite you to come back tomorrow night. Amen. Come on back tomorrow night. Bring somebody with you. Tell somebody, amen, about what you're getting. Amen, here on this PNN. But I'm telling you, the Lord has given us his best. And we bless the Lord. We thank the Lord. We glorify the Lord on tonight. Amen. So, woman of God, we're going to turn the platform back over to you. Amen. For the final remarks. for the blessing and dismissal of the line. We love you and thank God for you.
God bless you, Minister Bradley. God bless you. God bless you. We love you too, Minister Bradley. We love you all and nothing you could do about it. We praise God for you once again. And we thank and praise God for your patience. Thank God for you. In the name of Jesus, now, Father, as we prepare to leave this line, but never from your presence, we ask you to cover us even now, Father, with the blood of Jesus. Hide us even now behind his cross. Father, in the name of Jesus, and we ask you, O Heavenly Father, that you bind up every foul spirit, every evil spirit, every demonic spirit. God, in the name of Jesus, cast it from among us, Father. And we ask you, God, to give sweet sleep tonight. Give in the name of Jesus. We thank you for giving your angel charge over us, Father, to keep us, God, as we slumber and sleep, Father. In the name of Jesus, for those traveling, God, by airplanes, airways, train, buses, it does not matter, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to be with them. Get them traveling mercy, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for peace. Thank you for joy. Thank you, Lord God, for being who you are. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for all things. Now, keep this people, Father. Keep this people because your face is shining upon them, Father. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you for meeting their every need, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, O Heavenly Father, for you just being God. We thank you for that. I thank you. I can call you Father. Thank you. Glory to God. We love you. We adore you. We appreciate you. In your Son Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Bless you, Minister Bradley. God bless you. Bless you, bless you, bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. Until tomorrow night. Amen, people of God. Amen. We look to have Apostle on tomorrow night. So be praying. Let us be praying for him. Amen, Jesus. He so wants to be a part. Glory to God. Amen. But the weather, amen, and the lines and the, amen, the internet connection. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. But we believe God by faith. Amen. He has some things that he would like to share. Amen. And we want to hear him. Amen. So we just thank God on tonight. Amen. We pray that we, amen, be able to have Apostle with us on tomorrow night. Amen. Tell somebody about it. Bring somebody, people of God. God bless you. We love you. Amen. And that does conclude tonight's broadcast. Blessings to you now.
Blessings to you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.